Before we take a break, we're going to get started in Chapter 8 with tools that make changes. Tools that make changes.
Like you?
Yeah. But thanks, yeah, because I'm going to make some changes. So, having said that.
Somebody said, what was that? I think they misquoted us. They said, oh, you know, it was a great quote. I'm going to say I actually said it.
Oh,
they said,
yeah.
This course, what was it? I used to be a tool, and now I'm a tool maker.
Yeah. So out on Twitter or something, they misquoted one of us. It was hilarious.
That's great. Used to be a tool, now I'm a tool maker.
So we've been playing with tools that have just been retrieving information. There's more to this. If you want to make a tool that's going to change information, there are a couple of things that we expect as admins when we work with PowerShell. And let me just give you a quick example. And this is a dangerous example, so don't follow me through this. This is a dangerous example, so why am I doing a dangerous one? So
keep saying that.
Watch, I know, but get service, stop service. Now, you guys know what's gonna happen if I strike enter right now. I'm gonna have to restart my machine. So when commandlets do things that could be dangerous, PowerShell doesn't by default in most cases ask you, are you sure? So you have these options of what if and confirm. When you write a tool that's making a change, you should provide these options too. And so that's what we want to talk about.
Yes, yes.
So, and it's in the snippet. So it's going to be very helpful. Let me open up for module 8.
Finally.
And
made me thought of a great idea for a book. When bad things happen to good computers.
When bad things happen to good computers. So, and actually it's kind of fascinating. Let me show you the two lines. You will see this in the complete snippet as well. But commandlet binding has some additional stuff. So just take a look at my sudo function here. I'm going to call it set stuff. We're going to pretend for a moment that it's setting something. Commandlet binding has this option called supports should process equals true. Supports should process equals true. That's so that we can use this if down here of should process. This will give us our dash what if and our dash confirm capabilities on the commandlet so that we can ask it, what are you about to do? And I want to have confirmation on this. But before we can actually show this to you, we need to talk about this confirm impact level.
Mm.
So I think I have it in the slides, but confirm impact is one of these things that always has kind of made sense, but I haven't messed with the impact level very much. So let me get to the confirm impact level. Impact level here in the slides, low, medium, or high. And so the impact level is low, medium, or high, and we've got the confirm preference, which is set to high by default, which means if a commandlet has a confirm impact level of...
No.
Okay, so help me out with this, because I get stumbled by this.
So basically, each of the commandlets tells you what its impact is, okay? So if you're going to reboot the computer, high impact. If you're going to delete a user, high impact. If you're going to stop a service, medium impact. If you're going to change the description on a service, low impact. Okay, so it's just as rough and vague as that, but you get it. You know, there are high impact things, medium impact things, and low impact things. And the commandlets declare that. They say, hey, here's the impact I'm going to have on the system. Then we have these variables that say, well, hey, based upon whether the impact that a command's going to have, what should I do? Like, should I confirm or not? So by default, I think confirm is high, which is to say, anytime something has a high impact, we will confirm. We'll auto-confirm something. Like, I think restart computer is declared
restart
to be
computer,
high compute.
Yeah, when you do, like, enable PS remoting is a great example of that.
And so we'll ask you, like, hey, but you can throttle that down. You can say, hey, I would like to, like, you're just beginning PowerShell. You're maybe a little nervous. You're not so sure. You don't want to screw up the server.
Right.
It's an important server. So you might say, hey, I'd like to set my confirm impact to be medium. And what that says is if you do anything that has a medium impact, it'll come up and say, hey, Jason, are you sure you want to do that? And tells you what it would do, but doesn't do it until you say yes or no. If you didn't do that, it would just go ahead and do it.
You know what? I think I can show that real
quick. Let's show them.
So take a look at my screen, guys. I'm going to show you the default confirm preference is high. Let's change that. Let me just do
show them
get service,
it.
Like name bits, and we'll... It's running, yeah. So you want to do like stop service, and you'll see that... See, PowerShell just did it, right?
Boom.
Let me just...
You're a smart guy. See, we assume everybody's smart.
Yeah, and I love that about PowerShell.
Yeah.
You should have talked to me sooner, because you probably would have changed that. So I've got the service started again. This time for $confirm preference, let's set that equal to medium. Yeah. And I think medium will be enough for this, that this time we'll stop it. And now it comes up and it says, hey, dude, are you sure you want to do this or not?
Bucko.
Yeah. Now... One of the things is that that's what we're That's what we're specifying here when we say confirm impact level. What I'm saying is that if you use my set stuff, it's not going to do anything so detrimental that it's going to shut down your computer or anything like that. So I set it to medium. If I in my tool set this to high, which the default is high, then it would always ask every time you were running this, do you want to confirm it? But since I'm doing it to medium, and I need to go back and change this, confirm preference equals high. Since I'm setting this to medium, what's going to happen is if you try to run my commandlet, it's not going to ask, are you sure or not? It's just going to do it.
Boom.
But because of support should process, I'm going to be able to use those common parameters dash what if and dash confirm if I want to. So let me just run this for you real quick. And I'll clear my screen and I'll do set stuff. You can see that when I just type set stuff. Oh, computer name I made mandatory. Seriously? I did that in the demo. Okay, it says I'm changing something right now. Well, now let's do this. Let me up arrow. Set stuff dash what if. Computer name, yes. What if performing operation set stuff on target DC? So now I've got the option where I can say, wait a minute, before you do it, what is it that you're going to do? And I've now got the option to say, you know what? I'm going to run this against a bunch of computers, and I want to confirm on each one of these just to make sure. And it comes up, and it, bingo, lets you confirm. Is that kind of cool?
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Are you missing one?
I'm missing one?
Yeah.
What am I missing?
Well, say yes.
Say yes.
Now for both.
Oh, for both. Wait a minute. So what if?
Nope.
Nope.
Just get rid of what if and say for both.
What if?
Get rid of what if.
Oh, get rid of what if and just say for both.
There you go.
Boom. Oh, DC. Performing operate, yeah, so yeah, this is really cool. This is really, 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 really cool. I'm so used to using write dash verbose and thinking of it that way that I oftentimes don't think of it this way.
Yeah.
This is totally cool. So what's happening is write verbose is telling you what it's going to do, and then it just does it.
Yeah, so here's the thing. This is like one of the cleverest things I think I ever thought of in my life. I'm just so, so proud of this. I got a patent on this thing. Seriously.
I love this.
And it's one of those things that's like one of those, you know, sometimes, you know, you get a patent and it's this big, complex thing, like, rah, you know, and it's like tour de force. And then, but this one's just like this really little, tiny, elegant thought. Okay? And it is, let me show you on the screen here. What happens is you call, there's an API called should process. You tell us what it is that you're going to do and what you're going to do it to. By the way, so you didn't do it quite right. PS commandlet dot should process. By the way, here's a technique. So, PS commandlet should process. Anyway, so you tell what you're going to do and what you're going to do it, what you're going to act on and what you're going to do. Mess it up. Seriously. Okay? And let's make sure we did that right.
Zoom in,
thank you. Okay, let's make sure I did it right. Set stuff minus verbose, minus what if, minus computer name, localhost. Okay, so See?
Mess it up seriously on target local
performing host. Operation, mess it up seriously on target local host. So you tell us what you're going to act on and what you're going to do. So this API, you just do that and it returns a Boolean. And if it returns true, then do it. If it returns false, don't do it. Okay?
Okay.
So you say what you're going to do, and if it returns false, don't do it. If it returns true, do it. Now, when you say minus what if, we print this out, and we return saying, don't do it.
Don't do it. False.
So okay. Here's that if statement. So it prints it out, and then we don't do this. If you say minus host, if you say minus verbose, we print out a verbose statement, and then we return true.
So that it actually does it.
Do it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, if you say confirm, we say, what do you want to do? We generate the question.
Right.
And if you say yes, we return true. If you say no, we return false. So this is an incredibly small piece of code that's incredibly powerful.
That, and I have to reiterate that especially for me when I started doing this, it's like, okay, I want to be able to have what if and confirm. It's very important. And, oh my God, this is going to be complex dealing with this. And when I had first seen it, I went, seriously?
Exactly.
And it looks just like what the PowerShell team does. And so my stuff looks and feels so that all admins, they get everything looks and feels the same. And all I had to do was put in a couple of lines. Let me show you a real example. And then we're going to take a break here in a second.
But, and the key thing was you need this supports should process up at the top here. You see that?
Yes.
You need that.
Yes.
That's the thing that tells us. That's the thing. So if you don't have this, you'll see a common set of parameters. If you add this, you'll see that common set of parameters, and then you get minus what if and verbose.
Minus what if and confirm. Confirm.
Okay? And the other thing I want to point out here is that this is super, super important. I once dealt with an admin who was saying, you know, every now and again I get to the point where I'm about to do something, and I realized if I get this wrong, I'm about to hit carriage return, if I get this wrong, like it's over, you know.
Right.
The system's going to be doomed, my career's going to be in the toilet, Muffy and Buffy are not going to college, it's going to be bad. And if you just think about that, that's a lousy position to ever put someone in. I mean, it's just not, it's wrong. And so this calling should process alleviates that. It puts them in power. They're going to do something risky, and they're taking responsibility, and they can say, what if? And they can know that it's going to be safe and secure. They're going to know what is going to happen. Or if there's a bunch of things, they can say, minus confirm and double check. I mean, it's really just, it's a morale thing, a moral thing to do.
It is. And because think about this, guys. If you're making tools and your tool is changing something, you need to give me the ability to go, wait a minute, maybe I don't understand what's happening here. And I can do what if and confirm. I mean, it's something that is just, you have to do this if your commandlet's doing anything that makes a change. And so here I gave you an example of, this is one of my fun ones, set volume label.
Oh, cool.
So here's a commandlet, support should process true, got to have that. Confirm impact, it's medium, it's just a volume label. What do we care? I've got a computer name and a label as parameters. And here you go. I'm going to put in computer name, label change to whatever that label is, and I've got a WMI class in here that I'm changing the label with. So just so you can see what this looks like when it runs, if I remember how I set this thing up when I wrote it, it was set volume label. What computer?
No, that's theirs.
What's that? What?
You got theirs. Did you get yours? Oh, sorry. Nope, never mind.
Isn't it? So DC.
I'll just shut up.
No, you're good. Did I happen to put a, I didn't put a get in here. So I'm going to set the volume label on drive C as what I set up. And I want to do the label of cool.
Boy, are you showing computer before you hit carriage return? Are you showing the file explorer to show the label? Whack.
Hi, how you doing? No, I didn't show him file explorer to show him the label.
Yeah, because that's the way you can see it, right?
So, oh man, so let's go out here to see, oh wait a minute, this isn't the machine I'm doing it to. Okay, but this will be the machine. So, there is no label, right? There's no label. I'll do it to this machine. So let me change this.
To dot.
Yeah, let's change this to dot, which is my local machine. Now, notice I'm going to do what if, because I want to know what's going to happen. So I'm going to perform the operation set vol label on target, well, my local machine, label change to cool stuff. Well, let's go ahead. Okay, that's exactly what I want to do. Bingo. Oh, I love that. So now I didn't actually put in a function in here for get vol label or get volume information, but I could have, but we'll just do it quickly back out through here. Oh, looky, cool stuff.
Ooh,
and the extra O's. So anytime you make a commandlet that's going to change something, you should be putting in support should process, and you should be putting in this if statement, and you should make sure that you've given us a way, all admins a way, to use dash what if and dash confirm.
Yeah.
Folks, it's about time for a 10-minute break. When we come back, it's our last session. And, you know, we've been making tools. It's now time to put a bunch of tools together and go from this script way of doing it back to modules, putting them into modules, and creating module manifests, and maybe even creating a custom view. So
it's worth noting Rick Kloss never showed you how to do that.
Yeah, it's worth noting now that Rick Kloss never showed you. And so when we get to that, just remember it was us that. So anyway, see you guys in 10 minutes.